BFBS. Your stories. iNix Station, Cyprus.
A training exercise involving military personnel and the ESBA emergency services has taken place in Ayas Nikolaos. Exercise Blue Light happened on Thursday morning and involved the fire brigade, ambulance service, SBA police and members of iNix Force Protection Flight. The aim was to practice all personnel in the response to a major incident. The exercise scenario involved a suspect package being discovered at the station's theatre. Personnel followed the procedure of phoning the Mercury picket post, who in turn informed the emergency services. At around 9:05, as the theatre was being evacuated, the device detonated, causing several casualties and requiring the emergency services and the station's Quick Response Force, or QRF, to mobilise. Flight Lieutenant Anthony Xavier is the officer commanding of the Force Protection Flight in Ayanik. His team provided rapid response to the incident, and he was pleased with how they performed.
It was an excellent performance. It was really good to see them work well as a section. Corporal Sutton, who was in charge of his section, did an excellent job and demonstrated very good command and control. Every lad worked to the best of their abilities.
You also released some of your men to play out the role of casualties. Were you pleased with the job they did as well?
The lads who were casualties did a really good job. They were extremely realistic and they all had different wounds. Some of them were very injured, some of them weren't so injured, but they all played their part and they actually demonstrated they were all quite good actors as well.
The RAF regiment gunners were soon backed up by the Defence Fire Service and medics, who arrived on the scene to help put out 3 fires and to deal with the casualties. Speaking after the event, Command Fire Officer for British Forces Cyprus, John Simons, talked about the role of the firefighters on the ground.
Their role there is to save life and provide capability to ensure that the facilities there continue to work properly and that the life is rescued and that we provide a service that we're capable of delivering.
Once the fires had been dealt with and the casualties evacuated to safety, there was a simulation of assistance from the Republic of Cyprus Fire and Medical Services, demonstrating the need to minimise the difficulties associated with working across various agencies. The 2IC of iNix Station, Squadron Leader Carl McCarthy, observed the exercise from start to finish. He pointed out the importance of rehearsing for a major incident on the base.
People are people, and people will want to get involved. If they see their friend or their colleague or a partner in trouble, they will want to help. That was the aim of today, really, to see if you throw real people in this against your procedures, what really happens. And of course, it went as exactly what we thought it would. Communication is always interesting in these times, and command and control is always interesting, which made the exercise all that more real.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Ayanik.
Your stories.
BFBS.